Western Regional Minister Designate Dr. Kwekwe Frie is currently being vetted by the Appointments Committee of Parliament. He's one of four ministers expected to be vetted today. Dr. Frie, who was asked a range of issues concerning the region, said he was instrumental in setting up the NHIA. He said he will recommend a policy review of the scheme.
I believe that even the actuarial underpinnings of what we call National Health Insurance scheme in Ghana has been violated to the extent that I don't think the scheme, if we carry it now, will be viable. It won't be sustainable because the actuarial underpinnings have been violated. Actually, when you are setting up a social health insurance scheme, you have to compromise on things like risk equalization. You have to compromise on things like pre-existing conditions with the people bring in. And for example, when I see that people are embarking on mass immunization, I get scared. So what I want to say is that we have to look at the policy document. We have to look at the law and then fine-tune it and make sure that we are abreast with what is trending in the contemporary world. Beyond that too, then the implementation. Fortunately, I have been a policymaker. I have defended the bill into an act, and I even be a provider. So I can speak from all perspectives. What is happening out there is not what is being intended by the policymakers. So there's a huge gap between what is happening on the floor, especially from the provider's perspective, and even, I dare say, from the managers of the insurance scheme.
If today you had an opportunity for a policy dissection of a decade of implementation of health insurance, will financing of health insurance and probably support for distressed vulnerable like the aged persons qualify to be a candidate for your review exercise by way of policy?
Sure. If you remember, the health insurance started as what I call a confederation of district mutual health schemes. And in that document, there was a heavy emphasis on vulnerable groups and those who have been marginalized. And we defined them in absolute terms. So, yes, sure.
You know, by your practice of medicine in Ghana, what retired workers and pensioners go through, I mean, they are the worst off in terms of cardio-related diseases, kidney, liver, the major things which are not covered by the National Health Insurance Act. Will you recommend a policy review in terms of even the age? I hear we are still at 60 years. It could be 65, it could be 70. In terms of indigents who benefit from it, will that receive a policy recommendation from your position?
I will. I notice that people get scared when you say you will. But I'm helped by demography. Those who are within that bracket are a minuscule portion of Ghana's population. I suspect there could be less than 1%. So, but I have to be, I have to look at the figures. So in terms of the burden on the scheme, it won't be that much.
Dr. Frie also advocated the development of the Western region to reduce poverty.
The Western region, we have been blessed and we have been cursed. The Western region, we have so much to give to this country. Currently, if you take the income of this country, we contribute so much. If you take cocoa, we are producing some 60%, sometimes even 65% of Ghana's cocoa. Almost all the forest estates in this country are left in the Western region. We produce manganese, the only portion of this country who produces manganese. The only bauxite mine being exploited in this country is at Awasu. I'm mindful of the fact that there's bauxite in Inahimi and also in around Chibi in the Tiwa forest. So I'm making a plea, I mean, we in government, of course, French policy, so that all these things, restitution can be done, and it can be done.
Western Regional Minister Designate Dr. Kwekwe Frie. The other ministers designated to appear before the vetting committee are Ishmael Ashiti for Greater Accra, Simon Osei-Mensah for Ashanti, and Eric Kwachidafo for the Eastern Region. We have on the line now our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, to feed us with more details on the vetting. So, Augustus, what else has Dr. Efriye been saying?
Okay, so Dr. Efriye appeared. Point of correction that the appointment committee of parliament, not certain committee. Now, when his session is still ongoing, one cognizant thing he's talked about is child on cocoa farms. And for him, he said in the last few years, there has not been studies to check the level of child labor on cocoa farms especially. And what he says is that for many instances, the foreign or donor partners use their criteria of child labor to translate to Ghana's system of children helping their fathers on weekends or even after school on cocoa farms and doing menial jobs, which to the Ghanaian will not be described as child labor. And so he said he advocates for empirical studies into ascertaining the actual level of child involvement on cocoa farms. Also on child prostitution, he says that he is much concerned with the transmission of diseases. As you know, the Western region has a lot of gold mines, and because of the harbor too, there is a lot of sex trade that goes on within the region. And he says that he's going to tackle that to head on. He said on tourism potential in the region too, he said there is a lot of tourism that has not been unearthed. And thankfully, the Minister of Tourism is from the region. And so he will be collaborating with the minister to propagate the different forest reserves, forts and castles, and other species of wildlife that have not even been documented, and to bring it out to the fore. And so Dr. Efiye is still being vetted, and as you rightly indicated, after him will be the Ashanti Regional Minister Designate Simon Osei-Mensah, whom I've cited in the presence of Parliament.
Now, Augustus, beside the vetting process, is there any information on the public hearing of the bribery allegation against the Appointments Committee scheduled to begin tomorrow?
Yes, what we have now, that initially when the Speaker constituted the five-member committee, they were supposed to sit in camera, but later on we have been given the indication that the committee's program will be held in front of the whole public. What we have on the order paper of Parliament, that's the order of business for today, is a motion seeking to replace Honorable Amapoma Boateng. She is being replaced by Abnadruwa Mensah. The motion doesn't state exactly why Amapoma, who is actually the only female on the committee, is being replaced. But what we are gathering is that Amapoma Boateng has been nominated to the ECOWAS Parliament, and the ECOWAS parliamentary session is in place. And so she can't be in Abuja and Ghana at the same time. And so we are going to have Abnadruwa Mensah replacing her. Abnadruwa Mensah is MP for Asin North, while Amapoma is MP for Jabe. There is also a formal communication by the Speaker to be heard. We have not yet been told, the Speaker has not yet given us that communication, that we expect it to be something that will be very important. And so that is, in essence, what Parliament is going to do today, unless something crops up. But as we are speaking, the House is taking its third statement for the day. The first statement stood in the name of the Minister of Tourism, Catherine Afeku, who gave a statement on the celebration of the National Chocolate Day. And the cognizant thing she mentioned was that for today, as part of celebrating the National Chocolate Day, a bar of chocolate is going to be given to every tourist or every passenger who gets down at the Kotoka International Airport. So any passenger arriving in the country through the Kotoka International Airport gets a bar of chocolate. She enumerated the health benefits of chocolate and also noted that the ministry plans to set up and build a museum at the Tetekwashi Cocoa Farm at Mampo Ikwapim. Tetekwashi being the first man to bring cocoa to the country. There is the ministry plans to build a museum in his honor on his cocoa farm at Mampo Ikwapim. The second statement also stood in the name of Samuel Abdullahi Jabaniti, the MP for Tripoli. He gave a statement on the district league table and the need for local governance to be enhanced. Frida Prempeh, the MP for Tano North, is on the floor currently, and she is also making a statement on land degradation in the country.